Elements in Practice, Seller Financing Addendum. Paragraph A, Credit Documentation. Buyer will provide the documentation necessary for seller's approval of buyer's creditworthiness. Paragraph B, Buyer's Credit Approval. If the documentation is not delivered to seller, the seller has the right to terminate the contract, provided he or she gives buyer the required notice. Credit approval is at the sole discretion of seller. Paragraph C. Promissory note. The interest rate is negotiable and can be paid in three possible repayment plans. Paragraph C. 1. A single payment with interest payable at maturity, monthly or quarterly. This option would be good for a buyer anticipating the receipt of a bonus or other payout in the future. Paragraph C. 2 monthly installments that either include interest or have interest added to them. The most common is monthly installments, including interest. Payments will begin a certain number of days from the date of the note. 30 days is most commonly used. Payments will continue for a number of months to fully amortize the loan, or may continue for a lesser number of months if the parties agree to a balloon payment. For example, a loan could be amortized over 20 years, with the balance being due in 60 months. Paragraph C. 3 payments will be made in a combination of interest-only payments, followed by payment of principal and interest. Paragraph D. Deed of Trust. Paragraph D. 1 property transfers. If D1A is selected, the property may be sold to a future buyer who assumes the loan without the consent of the seller. If D1B is selected, any assumption of the loan must be approved by seller. D1B is essentially a due-on-sale clause and is the preferred choice of most sellers. Paragraph D. 2. Casualty Insurance. The seller may require the buyer to insure the property until he or she has paid off the note. Casualty insurance will protect the seller from major losses to the property. The seller may require the buyer to name him or her as a mortgage ELOS payee. As a loss payee, the insurance company will issue a check to the seller for damages. Paragraph D. 3. Tax and Insurance Escrow. Escrow is either required or not. If escrow is not required, buyer must furnish seller each year with evidence of taxes being paid and must provide seller with evidence of paid-up casualty insurance. If escrow is required, the seller must hold the escrow deposit in a separate escrow account and provide the buyer with an annual accounting of the escrow account. Paragraph D, 4. Prior liens. Default on a superior lien will constitute a default under the deed of trust securing the note. For example, the deed of trust is in the second position behind a first mortgage on the property. Seller could foreclose on this deed of trust if the first mortgage becomes delinquent, even if the note in this transaction is up to date. Non-realty items addendum. This optional form is used when personal property, known as non-realty items, is to be included in a sale. Indicate the price agreed to between the parties for the property in paragraph A. Some brokerage firms and the Texas REALTORS have created forms for including personal property in a sale. Authorization to furnish, till la res pa. Integrated disclosures. Members of the Texas Realtors, ER, should provide form TXR-2516, authorization to furnish, till la res pa, integrated disclosures, to be completed by the buyer or seller. The form indicates to lenders, title companies, and/or escrow agents that the buyer or seller has signed an exclusive agreement with a particular broker and authorizes these entities to disclose and furnish any documents or information pertinent to the transaction to the broker or broker's agent.